In 1930, three black teenagers were accused of murder in Indiana. After their arrest, an angry mob dragged two of the young men out of the jail and lynched them next to the courthouse. Then they came for the third boy, 16-year-old James Cameron. Here he is telling his story on WHYY's Fresh Air.
And then they began to yell for me like a favorite basketball or football player. They said, "We want Cameron, we want Cameron." And as the police cleared the path, I looked over into the faces of people as they were beating me along the way up to the tree. I was pleading for some kind of mercy, looking for a kind face, but I could find none. They got me up to the tree, and someone said, "Where's the rope?" They got a rope, and they put it around my neck, and they began to push me under the tree. And that's when I prayed to God. I said, "Lord, have mercy and forgive me my sins." I was ready to die.
But you heard a voice. What did
Yes.
the voice say?
The voice said, "Take this boy back. He had nothing to do with any killing."
Miraculously, the crowd let him go. Dr. James Cameron is supposedly the only person to survive a lynching in the United States. Cameron dedicated his life to sharing his story, the civil rights movement, and eventually landed in Milwaukee, where he founded America's Black Holocaust Museum. The museum's head griot, Reggie Jackson, says Cameron was moved after a trip to a Holocaust memorial in Israel with his wife.
And while they were standing there, they were both in tears, and he turned to his wife, Virginia, and he said, "Virginia, we need a museum like this in America to tell what happened to black people and all of those freedom-loving whites that have been with us along this journey."
He didn't start the museum until he was 74 years old.
That's America's Black Holocaust Museum virtual curator, Fran Kaplan.
He bought a boxing gym for a dollar. He had been collecting for years artifacts that people would send him. Things like Ku Klux Klan outfits that they found in their attics in Milwaukee.
People from around the world came to this small museum in Milwaukee to hear the stories that Dr. Cameron shared. It became really something very unique because it was a telling of American history from a different perspective than the majority of us have ever had.
The museum's doors stayed open in the Bronzeville neighborhood for 20 years. It closed after Cameron passed away in 2006 at age 92.
So we have this exhibit which talks about life in Africa.
The museum has been resurrected. It's housed in a new physical building, but its doors are not open yet. Organizers continue to raise money to finish the displays and create an endowment. Jackson gives me a tour of some of the displays featuring African empires, slavery, and the Jim Crow era.
And as you kind of get further into the museum, probably the most emotional part of the former museum was our simulated slaving ship.
Dr. Cameron's legacy lives on in this new museum.
He said on many, many occasions that the museum is designed to help people. It's not designed to hurt anybody. It's not designed to make people feel uncomfortable. This is as American as any other part of our history.
People are looking to change what's happening in race relations in this country. And Dr. Cameron was way out ahead of this. He emphasized that the truth would set you free.
This man who survived a lynching at the age of 16, who was forced to witness a lynching at the age of 8, found a way to not be a hateful person, found a way to take tragic events that happened in his life and use that experience, those emotions, to grow into a person who wanted to make the world better for everybody.
Go to our website, wisconsinlife.org, where you can learn so much more about Dr. James Cameron's life and the eventual reopening of America's Black Holocaust Museum. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.